Advice on searching for family history D-Day involvements. Events marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day filled the headlines last month. But, as coverage showed, there aren't many people old enough to remember the momentous day, or indeed, the rest of the war. Yet, many are keen to discover the role played by their ancestors in the Second World War. The conflict had a huge impact on the British Isles and the lives of our families, and many people have stories of family members who served or snippets of information about an ancestor who was involved, said Simon Pierce from Ancestry UK. He added, "It's so important that we remember the monumental sacrifices made by our ancestors during the war, whether at home or overseas, and keep their stories alive for future generations. One way to do this is by researching their military service. This can be challenging, but it's incredibly rewarding," says Simon. "Here are some ways to find out what your family members did in the Second World War. Ask those closest to you. Start by speaking to family and ask parents, grandparents, aunts or uncles questions. It's amazing what you can pick up from a simple conversation and asking, 'Did anyone in our family serve during the Second World War?'" says Simon. Search for family memorabilia. A photograph of someone in uniform, a letter, diary or newspaper cutting could contain clues to help you research your ancestor. Interrogate the Commonwealth War Graves Commission database, which holds commemoration records of Commonwealth servicemen and women who died during the war. Search the Find War Dead page, entering any information you have on your relative, such as their first and last name, service number and regiment. You may be able to discover a casualty's regiment, ship or unit, date of death and age, where they're buried or commemorated at, and their country of service. There may be additional information such as details of relatives and an address. Try the National Archives. You can find out more about what your ancestors did by searching the National Archives, which offers a wealth of information, including official records, personal correspondence, diaries, and leaflets. Contact their regiment. If you know what regiment your relative served in, looking at their regimental records to get more information about their military career. Study unit war diaries. If your ancestor served in the British Army, their unit war diary will provide a day-to-day account of what a battalion or unit was doing during the war. These can be seen in the National Archives, and there's a selection of Second World War diaries on Ancestry UK, covering D-Day and the Second Battle of El Alamein. Second World War service records. While service records used to be held by the Ministry of Defence, many have been transferred to the National Archives for digitisation. The Ministry website outlines what has been transferred and how to apply. Other military records. Further information available through Ancestry UK includes Second World War casualty records, such as the British Army casualty lists, Allied Airmen Roll of Honour, the Merchant Seamen Deaths Collection, or the Allied Prisoners of War Collection, 1939-1945. The Home Front. As well as researching ancestors who served in the military, Simon suggests trying to find out what other family members did on the home front by checking the Home Guard records. The Blitz, evacuation and rationing had a significant effect on our families, and their stories are also worth exploring, he said. Civilian records. For more information on what non-military ancestors did during the Second World War, try checking the 1939 England and Wales Register, taken on September 29, 1939. The register indicates where people were living, who was in their household, when they were born, and their occupations. It's a great tool for establishing where your ancestors were living less than a month after the British declaration of war, said Simon. You may notice that your family member was an evacuee living away from home or had an evacuee staying in their household. There may also be details of any voluntary war work carried out by your ancestors on the home front, such as an air raid warden or a fire watcher. Meanwhile, family historians and others have been warned by the Coast Guard against visiting a D-Day Mulberry Harbour lying on the seabed off Essex. Mulberry Harbours were temporary floating piers used off the coast of France to ensure the flow of vital supplies and reinforcements for the Allied invasion effort. The one at Thorpe Bay sprung a leak on its way to Normandy and was brought into the Thames estuary and allowed to sink. HM Coast Guard, Southend-on-Sea, said it had an increase in avoidable call-outs every summer caused by its visitors getting cut off by high tides. The Coast Guard said, while this historic feature is a reminder of the sacrifices 80 years ago for our freedoms today, it remains Ministry of Defence property. Even so, it continues to attract visitors, especially in warmer weather, and causes an increase in avoidable call-outs for the Coast Guard. If you do walk out, you should check tide times and wear shoes.